Here in Yorkshire, when that nanny state call goes out for everyone to stay at home and not travel unless absolutely necessary, I get the call to go out the door and go to the snowiest point I can find. And in doing so, I provide a public service to far more people than Colin and Chris can ever dream of. Just last week, I was at Shap in Cumbria. Admittedly, no one else was there, but the pictures we gathered conveyed a sense of blizzards, snowdrifts and drama that bore no resemblance whatsoever to the wider picture. But that's not the point. The people of England expect to be camped in front of their TVs on snow days, seeing white hell. My long-suffering cameraman and I have rescued grannies from avalanches in Rothbury, dug out sheep from snowdrifts on the Isle of Man, and tracked down a camel in a field in Northumberland. There is actually also a law of snow coverage. The nearer to London it gets, the more coverage it gets. And if a single flake should fall in that there London, well, that's it. The rest of us might as well go home and give up on the snow reporting. The media lovies in their impractical footwear might slip a bit on their way to their favourite cappuccino bar. Snow in London, even if it doesn't settle, results in those around you losing their heads and being giddy, while the rest of Britain, and including our snow reporters outside of London, look on like a disappointed father.
I think what's important is it's not just the cold and snow, but it's how much you can cope with the cold and snow. And for a place which constantly gets hit in the winter, we have the ability to cope extremely badly. A few years ago, our water system completely buckled under the pressure. As for the BBC, it is actually on occasions when the forecast has looked bad, sent me to places to get snowed in. They want me and the crew not to be able to get home, but to be able to report that I can't get home. You know those times when they have three reporters in three different places on screen at once, supposedly to show some kind of geographical spread, but really it's just a rogue gallery of misery in the weather. Danny in Cumbria, me in Lurgan, and Colin, he was nowhere to be seen. One of his poor colleagues, Laura, was sent out because Colin was probably enjoying a hot toddy somewhere else. Danny and Laura, they stood with a bit of snow behind them. I couldn't see.
Well, I try to avoid standing out in the cold unless it's for recreation. I like to ski, but I have to tell you that we have real white hell here, and unlike other parts of the country, it's often ignored altogether. We can have lots of snow, but because it's so far from London, nobody wants to know about it. We get snow in Perthshire that swallows whole trains. And more recently, there was a woman from Cape Wrath who went to Thurso to buy a turkey for Christmas. She didn't get back until New Year. People are used to Scottish winters. The thing is, we just can't get folk down south to pay attention.
The point is, though, it's who can look the most miserable on screen. It is competitive misery.
Well, Chris hit TV gold because I think any TV reporter wishes it to be coming down in a blizzard every time they appear on screen, so it looks the most impressive when they're cut up and all the bosses are sat there in the London newsroom wondering what you're actually doing. But I think, you know, Scottish snow doesn't count. It has to be excluded from this argument because it snows all year. It probably snows in June in Scotland.
I must point out here that Savage and I used to work together. We used to work side by side out of the North of England Bureau. And every time the snow came, Savage all of a sudden arrived with a 4x4 car that had been purchased from some garage somewhere because he said, I've got to be prepared for the snow. Now, the rest of us, we didn't have 4x4 cars. We were sliding all over the place in Vauxhall Astras and Peugeots. He had this big swanky 4x4 car and did him with the snow perfectly fine.
Our conditions here are on occasion very, very extreme, and that's when we'll make the news. When it gets down to -27.2, where you can throw a cup of hot water in the air and it comes down as snow, that's the sort of news that we want to bring you. So, yep, we'll wait until we've got something spectacular before we demand to be on the news channel.